But first up on the upswing, Dave Spano, president and CEO of NX Wealth Management, joins us to check in on the pulse of the markets and more this Monday. Dave, happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you as well. Thanks for having me.
Sure, sure. So investors, without a doubt, seem to love AI stocks these days. And one of the most adept companies capitalizing on this trend is NVIDIA. Wall Street Journal today, we probably both saw the headline, "No NVIDIA in your portfolio, you're just toast." How do you advise clients around AI investments, Dave?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, anytime someone comes in, we do obviously the first couple of steps, which is obviously take a risk assessment of every client and do an inventory. I mean, those are the obvious first steps that you have to talk about. But, you know, people come in and go, do I want to put, what percentage do I have in equities? What percentage do I have in technology? And right now, NVIDIA obviously is the darling, and it's the name that most people know about. But, you know, we take a look at it, and so how does it fit into your portfolio? And maybe not just be buying that stock, NVDA, it's the ticker symbol, but perhaps you own it already. You might own it in an exchange-traded fund that buys tech stocks. You might own it in mutual funds or even an S&P 500. So likely you have exposure to it already because it briefly was the largest capitalized stock of all stocks in the world just the other day, surpassing Apple for just a moment. But if you are invested, you likely have some exposure to it already.
Okay. What other technology company investment advice or companies to keep an eye on are you looking at?
Yeah, there's so much. And you think about, Jeff, you know, it's not just that one name, but you think about, you know, all of the other subsets that are part of AI right now. You think about quantum computing and machine learning. Obviously, we're talking about NVIDIA, which is chips and graphics, but data and cloud computing. And in fact, you know, you remember the old gold rush. It wasn't just the gold that made the money. It was the picks and shovels. And, of course, how are you going to participate in that? But, you know, you think about Microsoft and Google and all of those companies and where they are in this investable stage. We're very early in this stage. I can tell you've been around long enough, but, you know, we talked about what happened with the internet and smartphones and cloud computing. You know, now we're in generative AI, and it is going to be a big part of the business all the way down to small businesses. And I think that is really what's exciting for a lot of small businesses.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about kind of the rise of AI for the rest of the show. And do you think there are any implications on like the future of the financial system and its stability? Is that something you keep an eye on?
Yeah, you know, there's certainly risks. There's no doubt about that if that's the implied question. But there's also opportunities, and can you manage those risks? You know, the risk, of course, is, you know, someone calls up and says, you know, if someone calls to take money out of their account, you know, we just don't take that. We call the client and make sure. But, you know, there's crazy stuff about, you know, that you can have an AI voice. So you have to look at that. But think about the opportunity set that is in front of everybody right now. You know, small businesses can take online ordering or even place those orders that they get. That would be a good first step. But, you know, website chat bots or even service calls, all of that is an opportunity set for AI. So there is a risk. And you think about, you know, healthcare, what could happen there, you know, represents 20% of the economy. But in the financial services, yeah, sure. I mean, you can go to your chatbot now and ask a financial question. You may not get the right answer, but at least it'll be an attempt at answering the question right now.
All right. What can we expect from this week's economic reports? Construction spending, job openings?
Yeah, there's a lot. And you think about what's happening just in the rulings from Friday and this morning. And it has an effect. You know, politics have an effect on economics. You know, we had the Chevron case on Friday, which has, you're going to have overreaching ideas that, you know, what could happen with this Chevron ruling. This morning we had the immunity case. So there's a lot of things that are happening, and that goes into economics, Jeff. So, you know, we have this PCE indicator, and that is the personal consumption, and that's really what the Fed looks at. And it's, you know, it's down to 2.6%. You know, their target's 2%, but it is still, you look at comparison to wages right now, and that's what we're going to have to take a look at. Wages weren't keeping up and are not keeping up with inflation. So the Fed still has their hands full right now, you know, keeping the interest rates at 5.5% when unemployment's down to 4%. That's something that we have to pay attention to. So let's watch the 10-year Treasury, how that reacts up a little bit today. And based on, again, politics and economics, we're starting to see something play out here over the next 90 days. Certainly we'll be interested in interesting. Make sure you, as you go through your portfolio, Jeff, and to your listeners, that you have an inventory, that your risk is aligned, because it's going to be a bumpy ride over the next 90 days.
All right. Very good. Thanks for spending time with us this morning, Dave. Enjoy the rest of the week, Jeff, and happy 4th if I don't talk to you before then.
Happy 4th to you, and thanks for having me on.